Alderville First Nation Chief Tanner Simpson says everyone is welcome Saturday for the third National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, as a number of events are planned at the Alderville Health and Social Services Building from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Community members and allies are welcome to join together wearing orange to honor and remember the Indigenous families and children affected by residential schools in Canada.
And it's just a way for people to come out and, you know, show their solidarity with us. You know, it's nice to see everyone wearing their orange. And something like this, you know, 10 years ago would have been unheard of. A lot of people didn't hear about the residential schools really until, I guess, Kamloops, when the missing children were found in those unmarked burials. So that really woke up the nation. And we've noticed a big change in the general population's acceptance of what went on in the residential schools. You hear a lot less people defending it and saying good things happened in there, because we know that there's nothing good that happened in them.
The event will include jingle dress dancers, drumming and singing, and more. Anyone attending is asked to park at the Alderville Baseball Diamond or Community Center and take the available shuttle. There will also be a free shuttle service from Cobourg to Alderville, with pickups taking place at 9:10 a.m. at the downtown bus terminal and 9:20 a.m. at the Northumberland Mall outside Scotiabank. The shuttle will leave Alderville back to Cobourg at both 12 p.m. and 1 p.m. The day has a lot of meaning for Chief Simpson, who founded Wampum Records, an Indigenous research company specializing in legal, policy, archival, and historical research and analysis.
It's always been something that is very dear to my heart, because it's residential schools is what I've been working on since the 1990s, and it's incredible to see how far it's come from people not knowing what they were, denying it, to now the whole country really embraces the commemoration. They're starting to understand the atrocities that happened in these schools did happen. You get some people who deny it and say there was good, but generally those voices are getting informed, I wasn't going to say.
Simpson's daughter turned 16 on Sunday, which causes a pause for thought for the chief as well.
If we had been living in the past where she was deemed to go to a residential school, I wouldn't have seen her for the last 10 years, and I would finally be able to see her, but, you know, she wouldn't be the same person. She wouldn't really be my daughter anymore. She would have lost a lot of the ways that we had. So this is a reminder of, like, the bonds that were broken. The intent of these schools were to break the cultural and the societal bonds, and to break the bond between parent and child. So it's always been this big ball of emotion for me for forever, because when I first had my kids, I had been working in residential schools for about coming on almost a decade already. So it's something that I've just always been thinking about as a parent, and just like what these poor parents would have gone through in the past, and they themselves would have gone through the residential school system. So it's definitely a time of reflection and, you know, hope for the future, where we are now. It's good that the whole country is now recognizing what happened at the schools.
Reporting for Northumberland 89.7 FM, I'm Jeff Gard.